From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. Low pressure is now entering from Lake Ontario. The primary warm front will lift into southwestern Vermont this afternoon, possibly lifting as far north as the Adirondacks, the southern Champlain Valley, or in an extreme case into central Vermont. An initial round of showers, which occurred during the morning and early afternoon hours, is now largely departing, with just a few lingering showers over far northeastern portions of the forecast area. Although probably more scattered in coverage, another round of showers will develop from this afternoon into this evening. This will likely involve some thunderstorms. The best chance for thunderstorms will be in areas where the warmest temperatures occur. The southwestern corner of our forecast area, the upper Hudson Valley, could see highs in the mid-70s with enough clearing. Mid-60s to around 70 will be more common from southwestern Vermont into the Champlain Valley and areas from Plattsburgh and Burlington southward. The rest of the region should generally see highs ranging from the upper 50s to mid-60s, but with some mid-50s possible northeast and in the St. Lawrence Valley. While most areas should see winds out of the southeast, northeasterly winds will be prevalent in the St. Lawrence Valley and possibly also in the eastern townships. This denotes a secondary front stretching along the St. Lawrence Valley and then diving southeastward across the Northeast Kingdom into northern New Hampshire. And although the majority of thunderstorms are expected to occur over southern and western areas, it's possible that this front could serve as another focus for thunderstorms, although this might be difficult since temperatures at the surface will be rather cool, despite the best upper-level energy being in these areas. If you're outdoors this afternoon, please be mindful of the dangers that are generally posed by lightning, and also be mindful that although the chances are low, there could be a couple of isolated severe storms, including damaging winds and hail, and if such storms do develop, a couple of them might persist into the evening. After that, low pressure will depart to our east, causing any lingering showers to taper off overnight. By tomorrow morning, low pressure will be departing past Nova Scotia. A cold front will stretch back into the upper Ohio Valley, where the front will transition to a warm front, the warm front trying to lift northward due to circulation around low pressure initially centered over Indiana. But it now looks like this front and the related surface low will both remain pretty well to our south tomorrow and Friday. Although a couple periods of steadier rain might occur in far southern areas, for the most part this leaves just the chance of showers tomorrow and Friday because of some weak upper-level energy that will move overhead. As part of a larger trough in the jet stream, this will keep our temperatures below average through the weekend. There will be the occasional chance for showers, probably light again on Saturday and Sunday. In the short-term forecast summary, this afternoon, mostly to partly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some storms could be severe, mainly south and in the Adirondacks and Champlain Valley. Highs from the upper 50s to mid-60s, mid-60s to around 70 southwest and in the Champlain Valley. Some mid-70s in the Hudson Valley, south to southeast winds 5 to 10. Tonight, scattered early showers with a chance of thunderstorms, some possibly severe, then showers tapering off, lows in the low to mid-40s north and mid-40s to around 50 south. Thursday, mostly cloudy except partly cloudy near the Quebec border, slight chance of showers north, chance in the south, mainly far south late in the day, highs from the mid-50s to lower 60s, north to northeast winds 5 to 10. And for Friday, slight chance of a shower far north, otherwise chance of showers with a steadier rain possible south in the afternoon. Valley highs on Friday, mainly in the mid to upper 50s, with some lower 50s far south and around 60 far north. Winds on Friday from the east 5 to 10 miles an hour. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes with an Eye on the Sky.